Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Elena Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about a new premier mental health counseling and life coaching practice in the Allentown area called ThriveWorks. ThriveWorks' mission is to provide positive, empowering, and life-enriching experiences to clients and hopes to help them live happy and successful lives. My guest this evening is Leslie Chandy, owner and clinical director of ThriveWorks. Dr. Leslie Chandy, a Pennsylvania licensed psychologist and licensed clinical social worker, and she is also a nationally certified school psychologist who holds a diplomat in school neuropsychology. She has over 20 years of experience working in the mental health field with children, adolescents, families, and adults of all ages, and has worked in a variety of settings such as hospitals and schools. Dr. Chandy is also currently a part-time assistant professor at Kutztown University and teaches in the Department of Social Work. Dr. Chandy has a philosophy that says dreams really do come true with a lot of hard work. One of her lifetime goals since seventh grade was to one day open a practice to help others dealing with difficulty in their lives, and she now likes helping others achieve their own personal and professional life goals and believes in the power of dreams, visions, and planning to make them come true. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Leslie Chandy to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Dr. Chandy.
Oh, thank you so much, Eleanor. That was such a warm welcome, and it's such an honor to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. I was attracted by the title of your practice, ThriveWorks. It kind of sent a message to me that said, wow, that's exciting. If I have a problem, I would like to go there.
Yeah, and so at ThriveWorks, that's what we really believe. We really believe that with life, you can thrive. And, you know, life is a journey, so we all kind of struggle. We come to roadblocks. We don't know which way to go. We have struggles, you know, bumps. And but we can all grow through that. Every life experience is shaping us. And so we really want to grow. We don't want to dwindle. We want to thrive. And so that's kind of, you know, really the mission of it is to help everyone thrive and grow. And what makes us a little bit different is not only do we help with counseling, we also do coaching, and meaning that we can help people who are having not life problems, but just, you know, be better, to grow even when they're doing well.
Give us an example of what you mean. Most people, I don't know if people know the difference between counseling and coaching. What is coaching as opposed to quote-unquote counseling?
Okay. So, yeah. So, I kind of think of it as a number line, where zero is kind of like, you know, where you're functioning normally, and negative is counseling, you know, you want to get to zero, to being feeling, you know, just good. But coaching is really going above that. It's going above getting to the plus, you know, being better, growing, kind of like an athlete, you know, in sports. If you play soccer or football, you have coaches out there that are encouraging you. They're giving you techniques, strategies to be better. So that's kind of what the difference with. Same thing in coaching, counseling, we do that. We give you strategies to overcome obstacles. Same thing in coaching. We help you, empower you, encourage you, give you strategies to be better in life professionally.
Can you give us an example of coaching a person through something? As opposed to counseling.
Sure. So so coaching might be professional, right? So maybe they're working and they want to strive to be you know, get a raise, be climb the corporate ladder. We actually, at ThriveWorks, we actually have an executive coach. And what she does is really helps professionals with life-work balance. So sometimes, you know, you're trying to juggle home, you know, children and families, and you're trying to be better at work. So she can help do things like that. She can help with management skills, helping create a team culture. And I hear this a lot. I actually have, I just worked with someone the other day who, you know, where they work, it's not a positive place. There's a lot of negativity. So Dr. Toth helps people really create, go into workplaces and help team culture. So it's a positive place to work, and then everyone's kind of working together. So she can kind of do that kind of thing too.
Now, are you saying she goes into the workplace?
She can, yeah. So most people, you know, come to us. It's an outpatient practice, but she can go to workplaces and do seminars, workshops, things of that nature as well.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. because, you know, that is a problem. Mm-hmm. Many people find that their family is all right, but when mm-hmm. they go into the workplace, mm-hmm. they find they're met with problems they didn't expect to face mm-hmm. of people colluding together, mm-hmm. Of an unpleasant environment. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's very important to maintain your place in the workplace, mm-hmm. and they find themselves struggling mm-hmm. with tension and with also with people bullying mm-hmm. in yeah. the workplace. You don't sure. associate bullying yeah. in the workplace, but this is really what can happen. Right. Is this, and your, and the counselor there is Dr.
Toth? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that happens. I mean, you know, when you're working places or even families, there's so many personalities. So sometimes it's really, that's part of what we do with whether it be counseling or coaching, is really kind of help you kind of identify and understand what's going on, what the problem is, and give you strategies to overcome. Because like you said, you know, 90% of what happens to you, you have no control over. But you do have control over how you respond, how you respond to things. And sometimes that's reframing how you look at things, which is a big part of how we can help to reframing, giving you strategies, helping you cope. If somebody else isn't going to change, what can you do? How can you create a positive place for yourself?
Well, I think that there's a very important statement. They're not going to change. Mm-hmm. The question is, how can you change? Mm-hmm. And look, we live in an environment where, you know, work is extremely important. Mm-hmm. We go to school, we train ourselves, mm-hmm. and you don't know the environment that you're coming into. Mm-hmm. You are happy that you get hired, and yeah. here you find yourself surrounded with people who don't even know. Or maybe they do, and they collaborate, and they form teams against you mm-hmm. to really create an environment where you feel very unhappy and uncertain. Mm-hmm. And this, your doctor,
Dr. Toth.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that?
Yeah, T-O-T-O-T-H.
Mm-hmm. Toth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she helps people to make positive arrangements. Positive strategies.
Right. So she's more our executive coach. That's what okay. coach and consultant. So so at ThriveWorks, we in general, we're a practice that works with anywhere from toddlers all the way to the elderly. And so the services we provide are, we do individual counseling, family counseling, couples, a lot of, you know, couples, especially with Valentine's Day coming up. we can help with that, with all, you know, anxiety, depression, academic problems, problems with learning, especially, you know, especially with report cards coming out in November, getting a lot of, you know, concerned parents, you know, they're going to, you know, parent-teacher conferences, and, you know, the teachers are complaining either that they can't sit still, or, you know, they're calling out, or that they're struggling in learning.
Uh-huh. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is your host, Eleanor Bobrow. And tonight, my guest is Dr. Leslie Chaundy, who is the owner and CEO and clinical director of a brand new practice that is opening in the, is it Allentown area?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Called ThriveWorks. Mm-hmm. And I was particularly interested because of that word thrive, ThriveWorks. That really appealed to me as a very positive way of approaching it. So you do work with children in school. How do you do work with the children in school?
So, yeah, so that's actually my specialty. So I have over 20 years experience working as a, I worked as a school psychologist as well as a clinical social worker. I worked as a little bit as a school social worker. So we can help what I'm a licensed psychologist and my background is school psychology. So what my passion is really helping working with children and families who that they're struggling with school. So I can do evaluations as well and just help them learn better. A lot of kids are struggling with learning disabilities. And I know we had talked a little bit about that word. What is a learning disability? And it's really just a different way of processing information, the way your brain processes. And it's not necessarily, I don't like the word disability, but yeah, just a different way of learning. And so what I do is I kind of, you know, work with the children and kind of see, wow, you know, how are they processing information? What are their strengths? How does their brain, because a lot of times children are very bright who have learning disabilities.
As a matter of fact, most children who are labeled with learning disabilities are very bright and has nothing to do with their ability to learn and their intelligence. What it has to do with is their style of learning.
Exactly.
Some children learn through listening and can process information through listening. And some children learn by looking, reading, by reading.
Yeah.
And it is important that both the teacher and the child themselves learn that they are okay. And it's simply a way of processing information. Do you like the word learning disability?
No, that's what I was saying. I don't like the word disability because I think it makes it look like it's a problem, you know, and really it's just a different way of processing. And so the idea is to find how do they process information and then to teach them differently. I know what's very frustrating is when I hear children are left behind or have to repeat a grade, because it's not that they're not learning in the way that they're taught. So repeating a grade, a lot of the research will say you're just setting them up for failure, because they can learn, they just need a different way to learn. So that's why special education can help them learn in a different way, because they're still learning, it's just differently.
But it's important for the teacher to understand the kind of pattern of learning that each child has. And but we'll talk more about that when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2018, WDIY is celebrating 23 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on Folk Classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening I'm talking with Dr. Leslie Chaundy, who is a licensed psychologist and the owner and CEO of a new practice in Allentown called ThriveWorks. And I must say I was just impressed with that title, ThriveWorks, for a counseling group. Now, we just talked about children with learning, who are labeled learning disabilities. But I think I'd like our audience to understand whether is it a disability or a style of learning mm-hmm. that has been, in my opinion, misappropriated as a disability. Mm-hmm. Because a child who learns differently does not have any impact on their intelligence. Mm-hmm. For example, I have two children, and mm-hmm. when they were little, one of my children would say, "Mom, I'm going to do my homework." And he ran up and he did his homework. I said, "Oh," and he came down. I said, "Gee, did you do your homework so fast? What was it about?" He said, "I don't know." Mm-hmm. He could read it, uh-huh. but he didn't understand what he was doing. Uh-huh. And then I have another young man who did not learn to read until he was 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. He had a problem with eyesight mm-hmm. and coordination. However, mm-hmm. if a teacher gave a well-organized talk, mm-hmm. no matter what the subject, he understood everything. Mm-hmm. And we as parents had to come to his aid and insist that the school give him tests that were given by the paraprofessional. Read mm-hmm. the test, and he would give the answer, because mm-hmm. he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. He did learn to read by the time he was in 13, mm-hmm. and today he is a director of import and exporting mm-hmm. in a company. So it has nothing to do with limited intelligence. It's a style of learning. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering how you feel about changing it from learning disability to mm-hmm. learning styles mm-hmm. or something of that sort.
I absolutely agree with you. It's not it's not a disability or I don't like that word. I really do like difference. It's the way your brain, everyone's brain processes things differently. So really the word difference is the word that I like. But absolutely, some kids visually, you know, they understand things when they look at it, when they look at a chalkboard, not Promethean board, I should say now these days, but yeah, when they visually see things. Other children, when they hear things. It's really, everyone's kind of different. So when you feel like your child is struggling, and I get that all the time, you know, some of the recent cases that I have, you know, I had a little boy, and he's only kindergarten, you know, and he's already feels, you know, that he can't, you know, all the other kids are learning how to read, and it's harder for him. So he's, acting out kind of academically, and, you know, that's little, but, even in kindergarten, you can kind of see some of the signs, when children's they're just learned differently. So really getting them the help that they need quicker so that the teachers and the parents can understand how they learn.
And support them.
Support them, yes, absolutely. And so when the teachers understand how their brain learns differently, so if a child, you know, maybe hearing the words, you know, seeing them, learning them, chunking them different, doing different techniques, that's what's going to help the child learn better. It's not that they can't learn, it's that they learn differently.
Differently. That's a point well taken. So you help children in school. How about now, there's some other parts of your practice. Mm-hmm. This involves parents or couples who are divorcing. Mm-hmm. How does your agency help or coach couples who are divorcing mm-hmm. and help them to find ways to mend fences or respect differences mm-hmm. so that they can help their children?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we have counselors at ThriveWorks that can help with what I would say, even before you're divorcing, I would say even when you're just even feeling like there's a little bit of a problem, don't wait till the point of divorcing to go for counseling. Really get the help. I see so many couples, they come in and, you know, they're drugged by one of the other couples. One of them doesn't want to be there, and they wait to the very last minute, and then it's so hard to help. So I always encourage couples, you know, get in early before, when you think it's kind of a problem, but you're not sure, you know, help kind of navigate the way. But absolutely, for families that are going through divorce, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, they'll spend so much money on lawyers, you know, fighting, and, you know, and there's so much, sometimes there is a lot of anger, there's a lot of hurt, couples that are going through divorce, but what we want to do is help them. We can help them kind of mediate the process, kind of, you know, parent cup. a lot of times the children are really torn in between. I can kind of see that. I can feel that sometimes as the counselor. You know, they're both kind of pulling sides, and that's how the child feels.
Can you give us an example of a couple that has been in counseling and how they've been helped to mediate the difficulties and be able to co-parent so that the children are not impacted?
Mm-hmm. So absolutely. So I think sitting down with both of them and kind of listening to them, kind of hearing, you know, what they're saying, because a lot of times when they come for couples, you know, our counseling or divorce mediation, they're yelling and they're not hearing each other. So the first thing we do is kind of sit down with them and kind of acknowledge that they each have their perceptions of kind of what's going on, and helping them listen to one another, hear one another, and really understand the child's needs. Because I think, especially when, you know, I just had a couple not too long ago, but, you know, they're so enmeshed in their own hurt that they're not clearly seeing the children. So really helping them understand some of what the children are going through, and how can we overcome some of the obstacles? What are some, you know, communication skills we can use? Really, what are some of the, in both homes, you know, instead of going from one home and getting a different set of rules and then going to the other home, how can we work on, okay, here you're still both parents, how can you have the same rules in both houses? You're both on the same page. And that just, you know, how can you not badmouth the other person despite your feelings? How can you you know, show that your children that you love them? So you know, I've done that a lot of times, just working with the parents, listening to them.
Yep. Now, is that called divorce mediation or divorce counseling?
Just more divorce counseling. There's divorce mediation, which is more that's more of a legal kind of. It's not like a lawyer. It's not like through a lawyer, but you're kind of mediating some kind of issues. And that's more of a train. We have one clinician in our Reading office that does that. But we do more co-parenting, reunification. That's huge. Where one parent, you have two parents that are arguing, maybe the children haven't been with the other parent, so we do reunification counseling.
And reunification means what?
Getting them back together, getting them to feel comfortable to be able to, you know, reunite and, you know, have a relationship again.
By reuniting, you're not saying that they're coming back together and reentering the marriage. You're saying that they are coming together and understanding one another and finding ways to let go of the anger and the disappointment so that they can function as a couple.
And well, not as a couple. More with a reunification is more with the child and a parent. So if you have one parent who's been kind of out of the picture,
right?
And then, you know, the child is either scared or distrustful of the person, you know, you're really trying to build a relationship between the child and the parent.
So that's a wonderful service, because children really need that help.
Mm-hmm.
ThriveWorks really has many services.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the difference between coaching and counseling.
Mm-hmm. So counseling is really, and I don't even like that word counseling, because I think it's such a, it could be such a negative where, and it shouldn't be, because everyone's going to need counseling. I mean, if you don't yet, you will in the future. You'll know someone. You know, life happens. Life's a journey, and you know, you shouldn't have to struggle alone. You're writing a storybook, so we always say it's kind of like having a guide to help you through the obstacles. So where counseling is, you know, I hate to say it, but I think people think more of a problem, you know. So you're negative, and you want to be feel good. But coaching is feeling better. You want to be the best you can be. You want to be, and so in life, we're all, you know, we should never be stagnant. We should never be happy with just where we are. We should want to grow and thrive and be the best person we can be.
Can you give us an example of coaching?
Mm-hmm.
Coaching a person?
Yeah. So coaching would be. So being better professionally, you know, maybe that you don't have anxiety, you don't have depression, you don't have any mental health problems or problems, but you're functioning well. But you maybe want to be better in your job, you know, you want to be, you want to grow, maybe you want a different career,
you want to change careers.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we do that. career counseling as well would be in a category of coaching. So growing in your skills to be better, professional skills, your life work balance.
Now, if people wanted to contact you, how would they contact ThriveWorks, and how would they? Is there a web page? Can you give that?
Sure. So our phone number is 484-201-2130. And our website is thriveworks.com. That's thriveworks.com / Allentown Counseling. And so we have, you can read about our counselors there. You can see our office. You can read about what kind of issues that we work with. And we also take insurance. So I wanted to say that, we're a most insurance panel. So if anyone's, struggling and would like counseling or coaching, this is a difference between coaching. Coaching is not covered by insurance because it is not considered medically necessary. So that's a big determination. But I actually had somebody a while ago, he had a medical condition and he did not want counseling. He wanted coaching. He couldn't work anymore, so he wanted a new job. But I thought, well, it's still adjusting to a medical disability, right? So we considered it counseling to get it paid for. But coaching is not usually paid for medical insurance, but we do have insurances. So if they call, our receptionist can do a call and get their benefit check.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Leslie Chaundy, owner, CEO, and clinical director of ThriveWorks in Allentown, for helping us to take charge of our lives by helping us to understand that given the proper guidance and hard work, dreams really can come true. Thank you for providing us with this new endeavor, ThriveWorks, to help others achieve their own professional and personal life goals and helping them to attain their dreams. Dr. Chaundy believes in the power of faith and healing, forgiveness, and in making lemonade out of life when it hands you a lemon. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.